Just relax. I've been charged with taking care of you. And it doesn't matter who I am yet. You'll know more about me soon. As for what all this means, don't think too hard on it. The world is full of mysteries, you being one of them. But even so, you can relax. I will not hurt you or allow hurt to come to you. Relax. It's not an order or something so obtuse. It's a simple, earnest request. I want you to be able to be safe in this oh-so-turbulent world. I know you can see it, maybe smell it in the air. How many things teeter on the edge of oblivion? Whether it be gods or devils that do us in, demons or fellow people, whatever labels we attach to them, they don't matter now. No. All that matters is you're safe in my arms. Then nothing will come to you, so long as you stay by my side. There isn't a reason, a purpose, just rest. Now, trust me, if I was anything but an ally, there's much easier ways to trick you than giving you a restful sleep. Why would I beat around the bush then? And I'm not asking you to trust me. But to trust that feeling in the back of your mind, in your subconscious, that tells you things will be fine. There's so many little finicky feelings every day, but you don't have to let them win. I'm here to make sure that they lose. To make sure that you win. I can't tell you how long it's been since I've longed to see you. Why, that would be spoiling the story, wouldn't it? And doing that is almost a bigger crime than anything else. The story's just begun, just as your part in it has only begun to arrive. No need for that. You are what's needed. If it's such a magical place, then tell me this. Why does the magic not aid you when your heart's as pure as gold? A 24-karat problem in a world filled with the taste of ash in your mouth. Smell the cinders, and yet here we are. A reprieve yet comes. You're not fate's puppet, nor are you its guidance, but a brave wanderer searching for your place. What does the world taste like? What does it feel like to be you? You don't need to answer the questions, they're arbitrary. And I don't know if I want the answers myself. Do you ever do that? Ask questions without ever really knowing why you're asking to begin with. Just asking the wind why it howls. Asking the air why it flows. Asking the earth why it sleeps. Each one is relevant. Don't overthink it. But there's secrets in my words. One's just for you. Not the kind that bite or nip at your heart, but the kind that give you what you've been looking for so, so very much. Never fear. You've done so well this far. Savor each and every one. Your place is among the stars, yet you seem to think otherwise. Maybe you're right. Maybe your place lies elsewhere, in something even I couldn't see. It's interesting meeting you like this. A reunion or a first glance, which is it? Can you tell? What does it feel like? Is there even a right answer and a wrong one? Only you could say. But I wonder how long until those words end up more than just a framing, an excuse. You're more than you think you are, and maybe even more than I think you are. Pardon me. I got a bit distracted. This is so you can have your rest. Your words, your thoughts all melting into a different world. A place beyond your wildest dreams. But dreams are always so finical. Fickle and finicky. All the words you can think in a single breath would be far kinder than the words I would use to describe it. Every time we meet like this, and every time we'll learn just what it means to breathe all over again. You're doing great, better than great. What do my words mean to you? What does my touch on your cheek tell you? Cold hands, warm hands, perhaps neither at all. What about my gaze? All the better to peer through what little you hide. Or is it I who is truly naive to think, to feel that the facade you put forth is more than just that? In within the interlining of every single lie is truths wrapped cleverly, obfuscated and obstructed all of it to tell you a single solitary fact that you can only ever really lie to yourself. Isn't it funny how we work? All of the little white lies we tell ourselves, all of the nonsensical beliefs that form what we are, who we become, are all just arbitrary blips in the greater scheme of how we truly are. So, what will you do now? Who will you be? What will you choose amidst the ashes of what's left? Will there be something left for you and I? Or will this be something of a parting gift, a restful sleep, a wonderful world that you may or may not deserve? All of this because I know your secret. It's nothing nearly as complicated as you'd like it to be. Oftentimes we want it to be. There to be meaning behind the depth, and depth to give us meaning. But no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, I barely have either. When it crumbles, when it shatters like glass from a mirror, what will you see? What will you choose to believe? I want to know. I crave such a question. Not because of obsession, but because I've been watching you. Now you take such knowledge as between you and your inner soul. But I'm not your enemy. Can't trust it, can you? That cynical side rearing its lovely little head. Did you think I would call it ugly? No. No, 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 no. Nothing about you is. It's who you've become. What you've needed to be down to your core. Did you know? You're hiding a secret, even from yourself. The ropes and bindings, they can only ever pretend to restrain you. The only chains we adhere to are the ones we clasp upon our own hearts in hopes to be like others. What do you see when you think of me? Quaint. Interesting. Your honesty, your passion. It's appreciated as much as it's feared. Do you think I'm real? A phantom? Or something else entirely. Ah, yes. An answer befitting your own thoughts. Ones that I can hear, that I can caress. Because right now, the only thing real, the only thing that matters in the slightest, is that smile you wear. How does it feel? Where does it come from? possibly answer, nor would you need to. Therein lies the beauty. You're never alone. And as much as you may take heed or heart, there will never be a moment you escape. Because just as I can never be free of you, you will never run a place I can't follow, never hide a place I can't find, never speak a word I can't taste, never feel a sense I can't savor. What am I? Riddles never were my forte anyway. But what is it about speaking with you after so many years that just changes things? Like a chrysalis cracking at the seams to give birth to the new form of metamorphosis. That is your purpose in time. To flower and become whatever it is you see at the end of that darkness. To shed light upon that which was never gazed upon. I know you can see it, that there's more to all of this, that you're not just alone, wandering, that there's purpose beyond the seeds you've planted, beyond the touch and taste is always so much more, the world of what if. That placates on your tongue like a piercing never made. But what now? What now, little wonder? Do you wish me gone or even closer? Do you feel my hands on you? Perhaps your waist or your throat? Your heart? Your mind. What do I want? That's your riddle. I've given you all the pieces that you could ever want. The places and things hidden in plain sight. A mysterious mystery you could solve with your eyes closed. I'll say it again, and I'll say it ad nauseam. Don't overthink it if your goal is to understand. It's not that complicated, just enough for what it needs to be. Therefore, calm your heart, ache your mind, and figure it out. The more you do, the more you'll understand. The more you'll finally be able to understand why you're here in this place in the first part of it. Only scratching the surface. That's why your eyes are opening. Even when there's nothing left, you'll understand. This is only a beginning, isn't it? Two. Seven. Nine. Jolie.